My name is Sean Ramirez. I'm an assistant professor of political science at Emory University. And what I do most of my research on is conflict resolution and bargaining in war. The basic conflict that the Dawn of the Planet of the Apes deals with is this is absolutely a zero-sum game between the humans and the apes.
They want what we want to survive.
Basically, if the humans become more powerful, the apes are potentially at risk. And if the apes become more powerful, the humans are also potentially at risk.
I want to protect mine. It's our only chance for peace.
The issue of trust and developing trust and knowing when you can trust the other side plays a big role in this movie. There's the potential to overreact when there's a mishap or an act of violence or an incident.
What are you doing?
I'm saving the human race.
There are numerous conflicts in history in which the other side has been dehumanized, has been seen as the source of all the problems of one's own community.
You can't honestly blame the apes.
It was a simian flu.
In situations like that, some of the suggestions toward moving toward reconciliation or moving toward peace may seem overly naive or just not practical.
They're animals! Fight!
The other aspect of this is the challenges that leaders face. They have to demonstrate things to both international and to domestic audiences at the same time. We face this problem in American foreign policy all the time, between one presidential candidate and another, between Bush and Kerry, for example. Is a preventive strike in Iraq, is that a good idea? Versus, if we go the diplomatic route, are we putting ourselves in unnecessary harm in the future?
Caesar, love humans more than apes.
They risk appearing domestically weak.
Easy.
An interesting problem that comes up in the movie becomes guns. Guns seem to make, or a handful of extremists, into these actors who have the ability to initiate a war and really to escalate that war to the point where tanks and rocket launchers are being used.
Military, they're already on their way!
Questions about what it means to be supplying weapons to proxy wars or to just local insurgent groups that can move across borders, we need to probably have more international discussion of. I think in looking at this movie, you have to ask yourself, what's the role of sophisticated weaponry? It could be that the conflict either wouldn't have escalated as rapidly, or maybe it wouldn't have happened at all.
I thought we had a chance.
More.